Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 7, 2021. Open the way to the higher light. Comment: you once said that from a spiritual point of view, food is the light of Hochma, and intention is the light of Hasidim. When a person chews food, he seems to divide all desires into different particles. Answer: he adds an intention to the desires. The upper light, which is the light of Hochma, the light of pleasure and fulfillment, comes to a person only when he is prepared to receive it in accordance with the quality of the light. The light carries the property of bestowal, love, and connection, an anti-egoistic beginning. If a person can react to his anti-egoistic desire in the same way, then this opens the way to the upper light, which can fill him, bring the feeling of the Creator, the higher nature, and expand the boundaries of our world. A person begins to feel that he is already appearing in the upper world. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, July 9, 2021. The story of Adam and Eve. Question: why is it not simply written in the Torah, in the story of Adam and Eve, that the Creator is behind everything? Then we would immediately know that he is first in the form of the speaker: but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for on the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. And then in the form of a serpent, you will surely not die. Then again in the form of God, what is this that you have done? Why isn't it written like this? Answer: so that you yourself, as a result of your thousand-year development, gradually begin to understand what it is. And understand not from the stories, but from the fact that you will have to change. If it were only written in a book, you would just read, "Yes, this is what happens in nature." It would not have done you any good. And when you yourself have to suffer and reveal everything in yourself, when this revelation comes from within you and not because you heard it from someone, then this knowledge is yours. You yourself must reveal this story only within yourself, and not listen to it from the outside. It is so arranged that even if it were read to you, you would not hear it. Only to the extent that you begin to change internally, to reveal the original serpent in yourself, its contradiction with the purpose of creation, with the Creator, to slowly grasp various properties in you, the property of the Creator and the property of creation, and the snake and man, and Adam and Eve, when you begin to find all these definitions in yourself, then this story will take shape in you, and not before. Everything must be born from within. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar, number 16. Destruction and Restoration. Baal HaSulam, the prophecy: take this sword in your hand and guard it with your heart and soul. For it is a token between me and you, that all those good things will happen through you. The Creator, in a way, gives Baal HaSulam a higher power as a pledge: as long as you keep the sword, that is, that which can be damaged with a sword, you will correct with the help of the same power. Know that I am with you, in your soul, and my strength is with you. The sword is the power that cuts, chops. It can chop off heads, cut off unnecessary parts from you, and leave only healthy ones. Spiritual healing boils down to several processes. The same is true in our world: medicinal treatment and surgical treatment. In both treatments, there are two effects on humans. Either the unnecessary, harmful part is cut out or is destroyed chemically with the help of drugs. Or vice versa: either some part is sewn, bypasses are made, shunts put in the human body, or the functioning of the body is restored with the help of drugs. In principle, there is only one approach. Both are called treatment: one by destructing, the other by restoring. Both are necessary. Therefore, it cannot be said that the sword does harm when it chops off heads. It has to chop them off because they are egoistic heads. But when a period of war passes, a period of recovery is needed. That is, People need to be given a different methodology, a different paradigm of life, and they must recover. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 5. If the husband leaves. Comment: Irina wrote, "How can I explain to my husband that he has no right to leave me? We have 3 children. I forgive him everything, all his infidelities, his lack of love, and so on. I told him, do whatever you want, just don't leave. He's leaving. And I realize that I won't be able to manage without him and neither will the children. What should I do? Tell me. Beg him to stay or let it be? I don't know." My response: my rule in life is that anything can happen, but if children are involved, then one is obliged to live with them and raise them. It cannot be any other way. Comment: what should this woman do? My response: well, what can you do? You understand, you can't keep him by force. There are no such laws. Question: what is it about us that is just so? Answer: dumb male egoism, which is spoiled by the mother's attention. So nothing is good enough for him. But women, too, are not brought up to make a place for a man that he wants to call his nest, his home, etc., so that he wouldn't want to leave. Not even to go to work or anywhere away from his home. A place that would be calming and inviting. This should be taught, and it is not. Building a family should be a subject taught in middle school, a separate, serious lesson, held a couple of times a week, when all of this is discussed from an early age by both boys and girls. It should be discussed seriously so they will gradually get used to such relationships that they will build between them in the future. This is very important. It doesn't exist. This is real home management. It is amazing how much we are advancing in some things, but in this, we have an absolute regression. And we can't replace it with anything. It's not like creating another machine or a new technology to replace another. This is simply irreplaceable. Comment: well, they say that a person has become freer, he has become. My response: one becomes freer from the duties necessary in life. And in the end, I think this pandemic and a few more such waves will come our way. It will force us to create a home, home sweet home, as they say, for each of us. It sounds like an outdated, repulsive word. But we will be forced by this pandemic and by some other things, because in the end, it will turn out that a person will have to stay at home more, and he or she will need to be looked after. A man according to his ways, and a woman according to hers. And the children as well. Nature will put us in our place, but it will take some time. Comment: so we would tell this guy who is about to leave to think many times about the children he is leaving behind? My response: certainly. If he has such a wife and children, there is no better woman than the one you live with and have lived with for a long time. You have children and you raised them together. This creates a bond, of course, that is clear. Maybe you already have grandchildren too, or something. This is all set up by nature and there is no substitute for it. Question: this has to enter the heart, right? Answer: yes. Everything happens in life, even things that are too difficult and shameful to recall or mention. But there should be one taboo: the family should not be broken up. Even a bad family, no matter what it is, should not be broken. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, June 24, 2021.